From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to Melody Time. I'm Paul Benderow. And we begin the program with memories of a very memorable musical debut. It's over 150 years ago that the 18-year-old son of the waltz king, Johann Strauss, first appeared in public with a newly founded orchestra, in direct competition to his famous father. The Viennese audience expected the young Johann Strauss not only to present his own orchestra, but also his own compositions. And it's one of these we'll hear now, played by the Czech State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Alfred Walter. Here's Johann Strauss Jr.'s opus number 2, the Debut Quadrille.
Thank you.
debut quadrille by Johann Strauss the Younger. That October evening in 1844 marked the young Strauss's debut not just as a conductor, but also as a composer. He presented his audience with four of his own compositions, two waltzes, a polka, and the quadrille we've just heard. The event, which had the whole of Vienna in a state of high anticipation, had been announced as a ball to be held in the Dornmeyer Casino. That was a hall which held 200 or 300 people. But instead, thousands turned up for what many saw as a rebellion by the son against the father. Strauss versus Strauss, it could have been billed as. Quite a sensation. Of course, there was no room for dancing. The packed audience sat or stood in the aisles, waiting to see what the young upstart could possibly offer in competition to his father. Well, his first piece of music was a canny choice, the overture to Daniel Auber's opera La Muette de Portici, which was all the rage at the time. And the audience loved it. Strauss Jr. had proved himself as a conductor to his highly critical listeners. But then came the real test, a composition of his own. It was a waltz, and it went down so well the orchestra had to play an encore straight away. From that moment on, young Strauss's success was assured. And he went on to crown it with a waltz written by his father, the Lorelei Rhine Waltz, which we'll be hearing at the end of the programme. We continue now, though, with a delightful march melody by Johann Schrammel. It was he, together with his brother Josef, who gave their name to a highly popular style of performing light music in Vienna towards the end of the last century. The performers of our next piece of music, the classical Vienna Schrammel Quartet, are not only presenting the original orchestration of the work, but are also playing the original instruments used by Johann Schrammel's quartet. Here, then, is his Wiener Künstler March, the March of the Vienna Artists. The Vienna Artists' March, the music of Johann Schrammel, played in the authentic Schrammel style. The musical forerunners of the composers of Viennese light dance music were Johann Strauss the Elder and Josef Lanner. In later years, Johann Strauss the Younger paid tribute to the musical heritage of these two progenitors of popular Viennese music. The occasion was the state banquet given for Johann Strauss the Younger by the prominent dignitaries of Vienna to mark the 50th anniversary of that debut we heard about earlier. In his speech of thanks, he said, "For the honours bestowed on me today, I have to thank my forerunners, my father and Josef Lanner." Lana, unfortunately, had not lived to see young Strauss's debut. He died just a few months earlier. But let's listen to one of Josef Lana's own early successes, the Hans-Jürgel Polka. Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Riccardo Muti, with Josef Lana's Hans-Jürgel Polka. Now it's back to Strauss, but this time Strauss spelt with just one S at the end. Oscar Strauss was not related in any way to the Strauss dynasty of Vienna, but he too wrote very popular polkas and waltzes, as well as highly successful operettas. His first great success was Ein Walzertraum, A Waltz Dream, from 1907. This was followed a year later by The Valiant Soldier, better known as The Chocolate Soldier, an operetta based on George Bernard Shaw's play Arms and the Man. Let's listen to a waltz melody from The Chocolate Soldier. Komm, komm, Held meiner Träume. Come, come, hero of my dreams. A marvellous balancing act, this, between irony and sentiment. The Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Alfred Walter, accompanies Veronika Kinches.
Thank you.
Monica Kinches with a waltz from the operetta The Chocolate Soldier by Oscar Strauss. Back now to that other Strauss with two S's. The 18-year-old Johann Strauss the Younger and the waltz written by his father, with which the young Strauss concluded his legendary debut concert. This was the young man's musical tribute to his father, who was then the undisputed king of the Vienna waltz. It's rather an important work, this, in the oeuvre of Strauss Sr., since many critics believe it marked Strauss's transition from a dance composer, pure and simple, to a composer of genuine musical standing. Odd that it wasn't Strauss's native Danube that marked this achievement, but rather the distant Rhine, the Rhine of the Lorelei. Here then is the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Willy Boskowski, with the Lorelei Rhine Waltz by Johann Strauss the Elder. Billy Boskovsky conducted the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra with that waltz by Johann Strauss the Elder. And that's it for this edition of Melody Time. Thanks for being with us. From me, Paul Bendereau, from Barbara Anders, who compiled the program, Stephanie Giesen, our producer, and Andreas Kess at the studio controls, it's goodbye for now.